When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, August 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Business activity in the U.S., Europe, and Japan fell in August, pointing to a sharp slowdown in global economic growth. The S&P's Global Survey of Purchasing Managers indicates that high inflation, material shortages, delivery delays, and interest rate rises all weighed on business activity. The survey's reading of the U.S. economy, which measures activity in both the manufacturing and services sectors, declined for a second straight month and was the lowest reading since May of 2020. Meanwhile, U.S. natural gas prices have risen to their highest level in 14 years. The latest price spike came in response to Russia's plans to shut down one of Europe's main fuel arteries for several days at the end of this month. Prices typically ease into the mild weather of autumn, encouraging producers to build up supplies, but strong exports, electricity demand associated with record hot weather, and sluggish production growth have kept U.S. natural gas supplies down. And the Biden administration has firmed up plans for a fall COVID-19 vaccine booster campaign. 175 million updated vaccine doses will be provided to states, pharmacies, and other vaccination sites. The CDC says two types of vaccinations will be offered. People who aren't fully vaccinated will be offered an original vaccine targeting the early form of the virus, while fully vaccinated people, including anyone who's gotten one or two booster shots already, will be offered boosters modified to work more effectively against the Omicron BA4 and BA5 subvariants. Regulators are expected to clear those new boosters in the coming weeks. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.